Slammiversary 15, their 15th anniversary pay-per-view event. It was headlined by Alberto El Patron defeating Lashley to become the unified Impact Wrestling GFW World Champion. One of the other big matches on the card was Alicia Edwards and Eddie Edwards defeating Angelina Love and Davey Richards, Full Metal Mayhem. And from that match right now joining us is none other than Eddie Edwards.
I'm good, man. Good to talk to you.
Great to have you on. All right. So at Slammiversary, Full Metal Mayhem, what a crazy match that was. You and your wife, Alicia, against Davey Richards and Angelina Love. Thoughts on that match from last Sunday?
Yeah, man. Thoughts are mostly pain. You know, some bumps and bruises and some tacks in the arms and, you know, a little bit of Tylenol and couple of celebratory drinks helped fight that pain away, but I was really happy, obviously, with the outcome of the match. Being able to do that, you know, with my wife by my side, it was something special. You know, that was her first match on pay-per-view, and you know, the crowd brought it for us for the whole show. Slammiversary, it felt like something special. It felt like you were a part of something special. So being able to go out there, being one of the headlining matches, and going out there and trying to deliver for the people, it was a pretty amazing moment for us.
I must say that the thumbtack spot was a little bit hard to watch.
A little bit hard to watch, a little bit hard to taste, yeah.
Were you okay after that?
Yeah, as okay as I could be, yeah.
Yeah. So is this the point finale for your feud with former Wolves partner Davey Richards?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, we're going to be... It was kind of, we're trying to put it to an end, and, you know, Full Metal Mayhem, it's such an extreme match, and, you know, it's hard to do anything after that, so at this point, we're, you know, me and my wife are moving on, we're doing our own things. Dave and Angelina, they're going to move on and do things on their own, so I'm happy with how the feud went, and I'm extremely happy with how it ended.
Global Force Wrestling Impact Superstar Eddie Edwards. I'm Ryan Ryder. This is Main Event Radio. So, Eddie, how did you initially meet your wife, Alicia?
Actually, this August is going to be 10 years that we've been officially dating. We've been married for 2 of the years. I met her on the wrestling circuit in New England just randomly, you know, on a few same shows together. And I would, you know, try to holler at her and try to get her to date me, and she was not having any of it at first, of course. And I chipped away and I chipped away and I chipped away, and eventually she just couldn't resist, and she said yes, and here we are, happily ever after right now.
What was it that got her?
You know, you'd have to ask her, because I have no idea. I think it was just the persistence, you know. I was very persistent. I would not let it die.
So you asked her out, and she turned you down at first, and then eventually she said yes?
Yeah, I mean, I'd asked her to go out, and I think maybe she thought I was kidding or just being a dummy, and, you know, I hit her up with some good pickup lines, and, you know, I'd whistle at her, which I don't think she found very nice. You know, I'd whistle at her and stuff like that, and catcall her, which that may have not been the best way to go about it. But, yeah, eventually, I think when she figured that I was actually serious, because I did keep attempting to ask her and telling her that I was serious and I did want to go out with her, and see what we can do. Eventually, she gave in.
Where was your first date, if you don't mind me asking?
It was actually in New Bedford, Mass, down at a pier, Fort Tabor. They have a nice pier area down there on the water, so that was our first official date.
And after that, was it like head over heels, or it took a little bit of time?
I think right away it was something special. We could feel that, you know, it wasn't just one of those, you know, quick dating things or one of those boyfriend-girlfriend things for a little bit. I think as soon as we clicked, we could sense that, you know, this is something that, if we don't screw it up, it's something that could last for a long, long time, forever, if we're lucky.
You must be enjoying working in the ring now with your wife, Alicia.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was kind of a surprise when they wanted to bring her in, and she was obviously very excited. I was excited. You know, it's weird because for so long, you know, she was doing her thing and I was doing my thing. And, you know, at times it honestly, it was good to, you know, it was always good to kind of get away and then come back, because we always felt that, you know, absence does make the heart grow fonder, and it was, you know, that's kind of how our relationship was going and stuff like that. So when that changed and then we were going to be together for a while, obviously it's like, all right, this is something different. We're going to be traveling together. We're going to be working together. And, you know, hopefully we don't get, well, hopefully I don't get on her nerves too bad. But at this point, it's been a lot of fun, and it's no complaints at all. I think we're both very happy and very excited with how it's been going.
Last year, you had a surprise run as Impact World Champion. Are you hoping to get back in that title picture?
I would love to, you know, especially with, you know, Alberto now on the roster. I would love to be able to go up against him. And I know there's a lot of guys hanging around that main event spot, but I would love to be back in that picture at any point. That's something that I was very proud of, and I would love to be able to get another chance to do it.
You know what I'd like to see? A broken version of Eddie Edwards, someone who's showing a little bit of desperation and kind of a bit of a crazy side.
A little bit. A little bit less of a good old baby face, trying to get anything to get my hands on the belt. I could see that. Maybe at some point, who knows?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, man, I'm down.
Do you have any health update on DJ Z, who got hurt 2 months ago?
He's been cleared to do some indies and stuff, so he's been on the independent scene. I believe he's just waiting to get a full clearance for Impact Wrestling. So I'm hoping, the word is he should be here for the next tapings. But he is. I know he's feeling better, and you know we have a nice little group chat with a few of the boys, and you know, try to keep up with him, and he seems to be doing pretty well.
Ryan Ryder in conversation with Impact Wrestling, Global Force Wrestling superstar Eddie Edwards. So what are your thoughts on the company now going under the name GFW?
You know, it's an exciting time because it's something, you know, it's kind of like rebrand. You know, it's the rebranding of this company. I think for so long, a lot of people just would hear the TNA or Impact, and they kind of have negative connotations to it, basically. So, you know, now we're rebranding it. We have the, you know, new ownership is in and a lot of new guys on the roster and stuff. So, hey, why not rebrand it and let's see if we can, you know, kick this thing off right and then bring it to the next level here.
So you haven't been around in Impact for that long. You've had quite a few years in the company. You haven't been around for that many of the reboot reincarnations. But how do you feel this one differs from the last few that you were a part of?
It just feels that everybody involved, from the office to the big bosses at Anthem, to the guys behind the scenes here at Impact, and then, you know, to the boys, it seems like we're all on the same page. You know, we all have that same goal, and that is to bring Impact Wrestling to the masses and show them that we are something special and we're something different. And that's the goal for all of us. So knowing that we're all moving in that same direction, that is how you do it, and that's a good start.
How's it like working with Jeff Jarrett?
Oh, he's great. You know, he's obviously born and raised in this business, so he's unbelievably smart towards the business and stuff like that, and obviously has great ideas and a great mind. So to have somebody like that around behind the scenes, it definitely helps because, you know, a lot of guys, if there's somebody behind the scenes who maybe not involved in wrestling, it's tough to understand it, but he's been there, he's done it, he's walked the walk, he's talked the talk. To be able to have him backstage and stuff like that, it's a huge help and definitely a positive.
Something that was announced to be happening at Slammiversary that didn't end up having that announcement was who would be getting inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame. Any word on why that was, and who would you like to see get inducted?
You know what? I'm not sure why or what happened with that. Possibly time constraints. Who knows? You know, I have two guys that I think would be suitable at this point, and that would be the Monster Abyss and James Storm. You know, two guys that have been here the longest and been doing it at the, you know, top level for so long. If anybody deserves it, those two guys definitely do.
Yes, two Impact Wrestling originals there since the beginning or nearly the beginning, and I completely agree with you, Abyss and James Storm for the Global Force Wrestling, Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame. So I guess it's the company is now Global Force Wrestling and the television show is Impact, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Global Force Wrestling presents Impact Wrestling.
Perfect, because it is a global industry now with India, yes. China, UK, Canada right here.
And that's the, you know, that's the goal for us, is to bring it to, you know, to other countries all around the world. So if you want to be, you know, globally recognized, we are GFW, you know what I mean? We have that relationship with Pro Wrestling NOAH in Japan and AAA in Mexico. You know, we're trying to get everywhere right now, so I think that's an appropriate name, an appropriate start for us.
It was interesting that you were able to get a tag team from both AAA and the Crash from Mexico.
Yeah.
Two rival promotions.
Yeah, and then you look at that match and the craziness that was that match, that tag match. That was just like, you know, that's a taste of what these relationships could be, you know. Had to have these different styles and these different wrestlers, you know, what they can bring to the table. It's always interesting to see how it's going to mesh with us and, you know, different guys. So a lot of unique matchups and possibilities that we have going forward.
Are you looking forward to going back on the road?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always. You know, that's where, you know, the roster really gets tight and, you know, the camaraderie really kicks in there because you're traveling together, you're staying together, you're going to the gym together, you're doing the shows together. It just helps bring the unit together. And I think there's, you know, not saying that we need it, but, hey, we can always take a little more.
Well, the first live events that Global Force Wrestling has done in a while are taking place in August in New York City. Must be looking forward to those ones because you actually had some history in New York. You had a Full Metal Mayhem match with your former partner, Davey Richards, against Team 3D and the Hardys, and some other great matches in New York City the last time. They did a run of tapings there, this time going for some live events.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York's always been special to me, you know, from my time with Ring of Honor to my time now with Impact. I've had some of my biggest matches of my career there, so it will be very nice to get back there, especially for Impact, and just taking the show on the road and, you know, bringing it to different areas so some different fans get to check us out live. It's going to be something special, hopefully.
Global Force Wrestling star Eddie Edwards. Who else on the roster would you like to face that you haven't already?
Man, you know, it's tough to say. I mean, I want to face everybody right now. There's, you know, a lot of new guys, you know, from Desmond Xavier, and now that, you know, Ishimori is here for these tapings, Mara Fuji, of course. And I don't know, I would like to test myself against everybody. You know, the luchadors that are coming in, like I just said, it would be interesting to see the mesh of styles between myself and those guys. So I'm just looking forward to mixing up with everybody. You know, you have an influx of new talent. You got to get in there, see what you can do with them, and go from there.
Seems like LAX is going to have a bit of a dominance on the Global Force Wrestling Impact brand for the next little while. Any chance you can find a couple of partners and make a faction of your own?
We'll see what happens in due time because they are taking over control right now. They're doing some good stuff and. It's good to see them back at this point and back at this top level right now. And so who knows? Maybe I'll have to find some partners and go after it. Who knows?
Eddie Edwards, thanks for joining us here on Main Event Radio.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.